the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
You had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very
horrible.
I'm not finished.
Horrible.
And nobody wants to say that.
Welcome once again to a great hour of 60s underground rock music. I'm Phil Gray, and this is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, your weekly hour of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, psychedelia, and more. This is episode 278, and a bit of a special episode. Things are going even more fringe this week. Episode 278, a global garage obscurities special. So everything in this episode is what we would call global garage, really meaning not USA, not Britain, and certainly not down here in the Antipodes. But we've got it underway with a track actually from Granada, Nicaragua. The band is called Los Rollings, the track No Me Critiques. Los Rollings released four 45 RPM singles in the very late 60s. The track No Me Critiques, the B-side of their debut, the A-side called Risque, on a label called Istmo. So Nicaraguan band Los Rollings getting this Global Garage Obscurities episode underway.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Well, one part of the world that was responsible for an enormous amount of output of 60s garage rock and garage punk was Mexico. We regularly feature Mexican tracks on the show. These guys formed Mexico City in 1965, focused on British invasion tracks. They had four LPs between 1965 and 1967. Here's one off their 1967 album called A Go-Go, well, fully titled Los Belmonts A Go-Go. The band is Los Belmonts. The track La Forma de las Cosas is their cover of the Yardbirds' Shapes of Things.
State ascoltando Finirà. Cantano i satelliti di Ricky Gianco.
Finirà! Finirà! Finirà!
Anche se tu non pedir che pensi a me.
Finirà.
Anche se tu non fai che dir non ho che te.
Finirà.
E quando mi dirai non posso star con te, spero solo di trovar il coraggio per andar.
Finirà.
Il est à toi, tu le sais bien.
Oh, mais fais attention.
Je te sens si loin. J'ai besoin de toi. Mais tu penses que tu vas trouver un amour mieux que moi.
Oh oui, je crois bien. Tu dois y penser deux fois.
Si tu crois me prendre pour un fou, me rend jaloux. Si tu reçois de moi, tu t'en pentiras.
Tu verras que non, l'amour ce n'est pas pour toi. Tu fais pleurer mon cœur beaucoup trop souvent. Il est à toi, tu le sais bien. Oh, mais fais attention.
Je voudrais t'aider à être heureuse, même sans moi.
With Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Remember, back episodes are available. They're all sorts of places across the web. Apple Podcasts, iTunes Store, same thing. Available there. You can subscribe and rate and also review the show there, which I'd appreciate hugely. Also, tune in via the app or tunein.com, Stitcher Radio, myplayer.fm, Podbean, Pod Directory. There's a whole lot of podcast providers. All you have to do is search for Retrospect Garage Punk and you can get loads of back episodes. So we had three tracks there, all Global Garage, because this is our Global Garage Obscurities episode. Los Belmonts out of Mexico, top of the set with a cover of Shapes of Things from the Yardbirds. Then a band originally called the Crickers renamed themselves as the Satellites, or I Satelliti, Italian beat group formed in Livorno in 1961. By 1963, they had their first 45 single called Mercurius. Then in 1965, Finita, that's the track we took, a cover of the Yardbirds' For Your Love, by I Satelliti from Italy. Thirdly in the set, French-Canadian band Les Agenies out of Quebec, and a cover of the Paul Revere and the Raiders hit Kicks, one of my favourite Paul Revere tracks, Les Agenies. Their title, L'amour n'est pas pour toi, Les Agenies. Out of Canada, and we've got an entirely Canadian set coming up straight after this.
Yeah!
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Teenage savages go wild in a juvenile jungle of lust and lawlessness.
Well, I promise more Canadian music. I've chosen three tracks, none of which ever appeared on the show before. Picture of these first guys up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. They're called Les Lutins, another French-Canadian track from 1965. This is called Petit Joe.
Il n'avait guère de
passion. Sa raison de vivre, ses amis, sa moto. Tous l'appelaient par ce nom. Petit Joe, Petit Joe. C'était mon ami, moi je l'aimais bien. Il a bien changé, je ne le reconnais plus. Mais il a gardé son nom. C'était mon ami, moi je l'aimais bien. Il a bien changé, je ne le reconnais plus. Mais il a gardé son nom. Petit Joe. Son proverbe est de toujours vivre. Personne de cuir est son habillement. Il ignore le mot écrire. Sur son harlet, il bat rapidement. C'était mon ami, moi je l'aimais bien. Il a bien changé, je ne le reconnais plus. Mais il a gardé son nom.
Have turned into glossy cathedrals. See how the assistants have become church warden. To every worshipper, a stall. Then down past a mosaic of shining record covers to join the mysterious ritual.
Is a set of Canadian tracks, part of this week's Global Garage Obscurities episode of Retrospect. Les Lutins with Petit Joe, top of the set, track from 1965. Then a year later, out of Quebec, La 5e Dimension. The track's called L'Evasion, A-side of a 45, released on Discs Junior 1966. Thirdly in the set, also from 1966, the band is called Les Surf, off a label called Solfège. A-side of a 1966 45, cover of The Outsiders track called Time Won't Let Me. So some great raw French-Canadian garage from Les Surf. So we've had Nicaraguan, we've had Mexican, we've had Italian, and we've had Canadian. Stay tuned. We've got some Polish tracks coming up after this.
Yeah.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
They lack the moral standards and values of our Judeo-Christian heritage.
Well, there's further information about this next band also up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. This band or artist is called Lancetti. The track is Zli Dzien, my best pronunciation of it. It's off a compilation released in 2014 on vinyl by Beat Road Records called Working Class Devils Volume 2, Fuzz, Vodka and Flowers, Polish Psycho Beat, 1965 to 1972. This is Lancetti with Zli Dzien.
Thank you.
na proszek mój mózg. Nie pojąłem dlaczego, ale proszę cię wróć. Próżno bym oczną gałkę mechanicznie podrażniał. Nie pojawisz się raptem w kształtny posen. Wyraźna, już nie zjawisz się z winą w ramach drzemki ukojnej. Więc chyba doprowadzę do wiadomości bojowej swój bitny bidon. Gdzieś pójdę na wojnę. Daj zrozumieć, że czekasz, że nie wszystko stracone. Czemu jednak zalegasz ciszą wciąż w telefonie? Nie dopinaj milczenia swego, stary supełkiem. Nie odwieszaj sumienia na przeszłości widełki.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Opa kukla, kukla mu. Opa, opa kukla mu. Opa kukla, kukla mu. Opa, opa kukla mu.
Thank you.
So a long set of obscure global garage obscurities there. That's the theme for this week's retrospect. We had Lancetti, top of the set with Zlid Zien. Then a Polish vocal and instrumental ensemble founded in Krakow, Poland, together from 1966 through to 1972. They called Zdrój Jana. Track called Piezen Telefoniczna. I'm going to assume that's something about a telephone. So Google Translate tells me that the repertoire of the band consisted of rock songs, folk ballads, and cabaret songs tinged with psychedelic elements, and that their style of music could even be considered a precursor to punk rock. Their performances were supplemented with visual effects, including costumes, film projection, films, dance, and theatre elements, strobe lights, and also one of the band members pedaling a bicycle to give the impression that that was the electrical power supply to the band's apparatus. In 1968, the band won second place at the National Review of Vocalists and Entertainment Music Ensembles. So that is Zdrój Jana. That track also off the Working Class Devils Fuzz Wodka and Flowers Polish Psychobeat compilation. Then a release from a band called Morocco, actually an American release on MGM from 1966, a track called Opa Kukla. While that's an American release from 1966, the band in fact were Armenian. That track also appeared on a compilation called Waking Up Scheherazade. Finally in the set, a band called Synchron, or Ensemble Synchron. It's off a 1971 LP out of the German Democratic Republic on a label called Amiga. Now three bands, Ensemble Synchron, Ensemble Mondial, and Electricord Orchestre, all contributed tracks to that compilation. So Synchron with In Gara La Liordini, that one I actually took off the comp called Surf Beat Behind the Iron Curtain. So Lancetti, Zdrój Jana, Morocco, and Synchron. And you can head to Facebook in coming days to see the full track listing if you'd like to explore further.
If one gets immune to this kind of sound, one may find it difficult to appreciate softer types of sound.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Well, this is all global garage obscurities this week on Retrospect. Fantastic video of this one up on our Facebook page. The band is called Condors. I've seen the track variously written as Lei Per La Vida or Lei Per La Vida. What I do know is they're an Italian band. This is the Condors.
C'è lei soltanto lei che non soffre per lui, che la catena la sua vita non gli permette di sognare, ma solo può sperare che un giorno lei lo guarderà e gli sorriderà. Lei, per un uomo c'è lei soltanto lei che è felice con lui, che la carezza con la mano e gli sorride quando è sera. Per un
che son, non faccio la vita che fai. Io vivo ai margini della città, non vivo come te. E sono un poco di buono, lasciami in pace perché sono un ragazzo di strada e tu ti prendi gioco di me. Sei di un altro mondo, hai tutto quello che vuoi. Conosco quel che vale una ragazza come te. Io sono un poco di buono, lasciami in pace perché sono un ragazzo di strada e tu ti prendi gioco di me. Una ragazza come te. Io sono un poco di buono, lasciami in pace perché sono un ragazzo di strada e tu ti prendi gioco di me.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. There's a set of Italian 60s beat music, part of episode 278 of Retrospects, Global Garage Obscurities special. Three Italian bands. Condors, top of the set, with Lei Lur La Vida. Then we had Glee Evangelista, 1967 cover version of Not Your Miracle Worker, called Un Ragazzo di Strada. And then finally there, I Kings, or The Kings. Trovani Un Ultro, from 1966. That appeared on the Trans World Punk Rave Up Volume 2 compilation. That's a 2002 release on Crypt Records. Well, 60s garage rock was truly a global phenomenon. We regularly play tracks from Mexico, and we've had some Mexican tracks here. We've had a Canadian set, we've had stuff from Nicaragua, Poland as well, just had an Italian set. But what we haven't covered so far is that Japanese beat boom called Group Sounds. The Group Sounds scene largely resulted after the Beatles visited Japan. That was in 1966, but there was great beat music there prior to that. There were the Eleki bands, or electric guitar bands, largely influenced by bands like The Shadows and The Ventures. But there was one band who predated the Beatles' arrival. They played throughout the clubs of Tokyo, mainly singing Beatles songs in a mixture of English and Japanese. They adopted the Beatles' mop-top hairstyles and dress style. They even released an album, just one, called Please Please Me. They're called the Tokyo Beatles. Quite a phenomenon. Some brilliant black and white photos online. Just search for Tokyo Beatles. So as a nod to the Japanese beat scene, here's one from the Tokyo Beatles. Actually, their cover of The Stones, The Last Time.
Bright hotel one sunrise, Tokyo twice.
And that's it for Retrospect episode 278. Something a bit different this week, entirely global garage music and some real obscurities. Hope you've enjoyed at least most of them. Don't forget the podcast link will be available up on our Facebook page. Full track listing up there with that link. So if you've struggled with my mispronunciation of many of these bands, go there, check out what the show has contained. I'm going to leave you with something out of Thailand. Mid-60s recording from Bangkok. This one is off a comp. Part of the Pebbles series called Thailand Volume 1, Originals and Artifacts from the Psychedelic Era. This is Lau Krautob Mai by Johnny Guitar. And that's it for Retrospects, Global Garage Obscurities episode. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.